Live from CPR News, I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A state house proposal would give the Colorado's two recognized federal tribes free access to Colorado state parks, but CPR's Benta Berkeland reports several lawmakers are conflicted.
The American Indian community is divided on the bill because it would only apply to the Ute Mountain Ute and Southern Ute tribes. Rick Williams is Oglala Lakota and Northern Cheyenne and says tribes with historic ties to Colorado should also get passes, referencing the Sand Creek Massacre.
One of the worst genocides that ever happened in America happened in the eastern plains of Colorado. That's why you have no reservations here. That's why in the homeland of the people, you're ignoring us.
Bill backers say the proposal is an important first step. The Colorado Division of Parks and Wildlife would absorb the roughly $40,000 cost. I'm Benta Berkeland, CPR News.
Democratic Representative Brittany Peterson briefly stepped away from maternity leave on Tuesday, flying to Washington for a key vote. Peterson cradled her four-week-old baby in her arms as she cast her vote on the House floor.
I wasn't going to sit back and not vote for anything where I could potentially be the difference, and I knew this was going to be very close.
The resolution passed by two votes. The Colorado delegation split along party lines, with all Republicans voting for it and Democrats against. You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News. The time is 6:06.